This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Hostas are the backbone of nearly every shade garden, and for good reason. We can count on this plant no matter what, unless you have hungry deer and or slugs. I'll talk about dealing with those two in a couple of moments. In the meantime, let's discuss this shady rock star. Despite our winters, shady difficult sites, slopes, heavy clay soil, even dry soil, hosta are the go-to plant for our cold climates. There are big ones, little ones, large-leaved, wrinkled-leaved, and oh, so many varying shades of green and cream and even blue. It'll make your head spin. Get this. There are 6,100 registered cultivars or varieties, according to the American Hosta Society, with many more likely to exist that are not registered. The University of Minnesota explains where those stripes come from in some hosta. Many are chimeras, with different cells growing side by side, and this accounts for the variegated or striped patterned foliage. Propagating or slicing hosta crowns often reveals new cells with new color patterns, and so we see a lot of variation in hostas. Coolio. As for slugs and deer, nursery owner and designer Steve Kelly says they prefer soft, easy-to-chew foliage, those hosta lancifolia that commonly line driveways. If you have issues with these pests, Kelly suggests planting hostas with thick, tough leaves. Blue cultivars like Crassa Regal and Regal Splendor are less tasty. I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. First Frost is also slug-resistant. Golden Tiara is a Minnesota cultivar that's another option. I've found a bazillion new 2020 introductions of hosta that I'll link you to from GardenBite.com. Oh, of course, pictures too. Check out Ruffles and Ridges. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.